3 o'clock hour on an abbreviated Friday edition of the Hockman and Crowder program. And before we get into the 3 o'clock hour here in headlines with Alejandro Solana, let me remind you, Hard Rock Bet, that makes football season, and we really are on the cusp here, football season even more fun. You got to have the Hard Rock Bet app on your phone. Now, hopefully you didn't take my advice yesterday and parlay the unders in both preseason games because that was a loser. But here's the beautiful thing about the Hard Rock Bet app. You get it right back tonight. Take Dolphins plus +3. I told you in the last hour, I read you some guys. I don't know what that guy knows, but take the Dolphins plus +3 tonight. Time of your life. Hard Rock Bet. I know you did. Yes. I know you did.
On Hard Rock Bet. I got it.
Plus I'm going to do the same. Yes. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's only legal sports book, and it's very easy to sign up, and you can make deposits and withdrawals quickly. Really? You can make withdrawals. How do I get one of those?
Be better at what we do.
You can do deposits and withdrawals quickly via PayPal, Venmo, and credit cards. Very easy. All you have to do to get started, download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store, the Google Play Store. You can go online to hardrock.bet. It's a very easy app to use. Even if you've never gambled on sports before, you will get the hang of it very quickly. You can bet from anywhere in the state of Florida. And you can do straight bets, parlays, teasers, over-unders, live bets, and a great offer they have right now. If you try Hard Rock Bet right now, you get up to $100 back if your first bet doesn't win. So maybe you make your first bet. You've never downloaded the app before. You download Hard Rock Bet for tonight. You make your first bet, $100, Dolphins plus +3 for tonight's game. If the Dolphins don't cover, you get a $100 bonus bet back into your account. So whatever you bet, the amount up to $100 comes back to you as a bonus bet if you don't win. So it's a great risk-free first bet. Have a little fun with us this season. Make sure you download the Hard Rock Bet app right now. All right, let's do headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana on this Football Friday.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. We do have college football tomorrow. I know you mentioned that, Hawk, a couple times.
FSU. Anybody going to bet that? Anybody know enough about Florida State or Georgia Tech? I mean, I don't know anything about anything. I bet anything. I do it without knowledge all the time.
I'd bet Florida State just because what they did last year, but I know they lost a quarterback. They lost a bunch of – we were talking to Cuno earlier this week. They lost a bunch of their linemen. So, but it's Florida State. If they're legit, they should beat Georgia damn Tech.
That's what I think. I think it's 10.5, the line. I think FSU is a 10.5-point favorite. Now what? Now you're out? You're always so certain when you're going to make a bet, and then all of a sudden you're out real quick.
Because Vegas is smarter than me. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, 2.5. I'll be like, oh, Florida State, 10.5?
Let me see here.
What the hell Norvell's doing over there?
Florida State's a 10.5-point favorite. Over-under is 55.5. I want to play the under. Big fan of unders lately. Let's see if there's any props here.
There's actually 4 games this weekend, funny enough. Like FSU, Georgia Tech is the most popular one or prominent one. But Montana State will play the New Mexico Lobos. SMU, new ACC team, will take on Nevada. And if you want to get real, real scummy, Delaware will play Hawaii as well.
You don't have to ask me twice. I want to get scummy. And I am in.
I got a nice little bankroll in Hard Rock Bet app now.
Yes, sir.
I have the spreads here. So SMU is a 25.5-point favorite versus Nevada. The game is in Nevada.
All right.
That's it.
You don't really have all the spreads there, do you?
I do not. I do not. I can't.
Would you like me to share them or?
Yeah,
you
please.
Don't care. Now,
if you're actually interested, if not,
I'm not. Montana State's a 13.5-point favorite over New Mexico. What'd you say, SMU Nevada? It's 26.5 on the Hard Rock app.
Coastal Carolina, North Dakota.
That's Thursday. I'm looking at Coastal Carolina too, but that's not till Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see a bunch of them. Oh, Delaware, that's the 30th.
Delaware State will play Hawaii. That's the fourth game on Saturday.
FAU gets underway next Friday.
Yeah.
They're at Michigan State.
Mm.
When does FIU get started?
Saturday. They play Indiana.
Oh, right. They're big dogs, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I could get sidetracked on gambling all day long, as you may have noticed I just did.
That little NCAA F came back up.
Oh, man, does that feel good when you open up the Hard Rock Bet app and you see the little NCAA tab?
Oh, man, I went down a wormhole, too. I got quiet. Oh, goodness gracious.
Feels so good.
This is interesting, though. So, obviously, FSU and Georgia Tech, they're traveling to Europe to play a game. There's no surprise now with the new college football landscape. There's teams like Cal and Stanford who are in the ACC, which isn't really making any sense considering they're on the West Coast ACC.
I should do, you know, the way that I quiz you on backup quarterbacks and then I quizzed you on head coaches in the NFL. I should quiz you on football teams and what conference they're in.
Yeah.
I have idea who's in my own conference. I've lost track of the ACC.
Yes, and the SEC got weird too. All of them.
All the conferences are weird.
Big Ten. We did an interview recently, and I brought up like the Pac-12 or something, and the interviewer was so pleasant. He was like, "Well, there's no Pac-12 anymore, Crowder. But do you mean the Big 12?" And I was like, "Really? There's no more Pac-12?"
I could quiz both of you on that. So I've been playing NCAA football, the new video game, so much that I'm a semi college football conference expert.
So what's UCLA?
They're in the Big 12.
Question mark or exclamation point?
That was a question mark.
Okay. Well, who are the West Coast additions to the ACC?
Stanford.
They have a tree.
Cal. They do. They do have a tree.
It's a cardinal. They're cardinal.
They have a tree. That's their mascot, is the tree.
Correct.
I hate them. They're too smart for their own good.
Yeah. They need a little. They need a lesson.
Pow pow.
Not from a book.
I hope they come into ACC and get some damn pow pows.
Big Ten, by the way, not the Big 12. Big Ten. UCLA.
You got the first one wrong. You proclaimed yourself an expert, and you got the first one wrong.
Well, don't do it, Hawk. I should probably do this to you guys because I've been studying this for years.
I recently wrote a dissertation on college football conference realignment. Ask me anything.
Put this on me because I really know these like the back of my hand.
You asked me like the one I didn't know. Literally, the one I didn't know. UCLA has a
pretty prominent college football program.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You did. UCLA has the most, it's what I was going to bring up, the most miles traveled this season on their schedule. I'm looking at the list right now. UCLA will travel 11,042 miles this season.
So what? There's no Pac-12? Is that what I heard you guys say?
No, basically, there's no more Pac-12. Yeah. Like, I think there's three teams left in the Pac-12, or two teams, Oregon State and Washington State. Are the
what
only
do they do?
Teams.
They just play each other 10 times?
They have roommates. They moved in together.
Yeah, they have a funny conference.
See you tomorrow, John. Holla at you, William.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, SMU's in the ACC now as well. Stanford and Cal were the new additions to the ACC. And then you guys know about the SEC, obviously. Texas and Oklahoma are in the SEC. Yeah.
Not really only conference that matters, but that's what it is.
The ACC, that's right. So with the additions of Stanford Cal.
Yeah. And SMU, yeah, that really put y'all over the top.
Oh, yeah. Oklahoma's doing a lot lately since Brian Bosworth. They actually are. I know. I just I got caught up in the air. I do like the fact that like a team like Oklahoma's in the SEC.
Yeah. It's going to be big. The Big Ten, all of them really got better. ACC did get better. I'm being a hater, too. With the West Coast teams, that is better.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, like, what do I care? Cal? What do I care if UM plays Cal? Like, what do I care?
Which they because do, by the way.
I know.
And if Cal is good, now that's you're playing another big team, and that's going to up your status instead,
I guess,
instead of playing some little, you know, and we've argued for years, Florida playing FAMU and Florida playing Western Kentucky, like, it's an easy win. There's really no more easy wins with these big conferences.
That part I like. I like that there's, you know, meaningful games more often than not.
Go play Kennesaw when everybody else is playing conference games. You're going to drop in the polls even if you win.
No, but that's not true because you're still, like, you're only allotted X amount of conference games. So all this is doing is giving you more teams within your conference to play those weeks. But UF is still going to play their two cupcake games every year. Like, it just so happens you guys scheduled UM cupcake? This year.
What's a cupgate?
Cupcake?
Cupcake cup games. Cupcake games. Yeah, I mean,
Miami play Middle Tennessee at any point. This is what I need to know.
Give y'all hell for the last couple years.
And as far as the ACC teams that came from the West Coast or from the Pac-12, like, the ACC got the scraps because the best Pac-12 teams went to the Big Ten. Oregon, Washington, UCLA, they went to the Big Ten. So, like, UM kind of got, like, the second tier and third tier schools. Stanford, Cal. They haven't been competing for the
year. I don't know. I don't believe any of your college football knowledge, even though you did SEC media days. I you lost me with UCLA. You got it wrong, and now you're just doubling down. You're sounding like our college football expert, and I just don't know whether I should trust you or not.
Nah, you shouldn't. But I will say, Hawk, as Mario Cristobal in NCAA 24 or 25, I went back-to-back undefeated seasons, and Cam Ward won the Heisman.
Oh.
So, if, you know, that's any indicator.
Is that a prop bet? Can I bet Cam Ward to win the Heisman right now on Hard Rock?
Yeah, I believe you can. Remember,
I'm not believing you on anything. You just say anything. We've established this, and you're doing it again. You have no idea if I can bet that on the Hard Rock app right now.
I have not looked at that.
Yeah, you can.
We know.
Florida plays 8 SEC teams, Miami and Florida State. That's how it should
be. But who are the SEC teams? Is there Vanderbilt in there?
No. Well, this year, Florida does. And like we talked about, Florida has one of the hardest schedules in the nation. So they got UM, Samford, which is their cupcake game. Solana, you got lucky and said something right. Texas A&M, Mississippi Samford? State.
Samford and son?
yeah, he's out there.
Grady? Grady's the quarterback?
Hey, we need a win, son. Leave us alone.
Aunt Esther? She's the coach?
Mississippi State, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss. Then Florida State. That's a hell of a little run.
That's a tough schedule.
Yeah. Oh, Ole Miss. That's your boy Lane.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got in the headlines, Solana?
Dolphins play a preseason game tonight. Preseason finale tonight, 7:30 in Tampa.
And then every NFL team has to get down to the 53-man roster by Tuesday at 4 p.m. So we will be talking about that for sure as those cuts come in and all of a sudden, you know, you'll see names. You don't even know if they're good anymore or not because you don't pay attention to those teams. There's a reason they're getting waived, but, you know, you'll see names and you'll be like, oh, that guy would be a good addition. Ends up being Will Fuller.
Yeah, well, exactly what. I want to sign James Harrison. He's 44.
That would have been you, Crowder, right? Like, after you got waived or cut by the Dolphins, you could have just signed. You could have signed elsewhere.
That next year, I'd have been signed. I never let my career get to the point where I would be that old guy where people are like, oh, yeah, that's the Dolphin dude. Maybe we'll kick the tires. I never got to the let's kick the tires on him. But that's what
was that? Was there a fan reaction? How much did fans like you down here?
A lot.
When you got released, like, was there a big outcry?
I was a fan favorite just because of, like, it wasn't the
way you,
a great
play. Yeah, the way you comported yourself and talked and, like, people liked you. So was there, like, an outcry? Was that a big shock to people that you had been waived?
Oh, I don't know. That's one thing I didn't do.
Who else did you get released with? Like, anybody of a...
No, it was the second day of camp. Like, they didn't have to release me, but they were trying to do that pay cut thing. And I told Jeff Ireland, I was like, no. Well, let's work something out. Let's not work anything out. Like, give me the money you owe me. Okay, we're going to release you. Well, do what you got to, big man. And that bastard released me. I pulled his card and he said, oh, really, huh? That's really how it went. Take a pay cut. I ain't taking no damn pay cut. Cut me then, bitch.
But you were saying that yourself to him, or your agent was saying that? You were saying that to your agent, and then he was relaying that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that way, but when you're in negotiation in the building, and it's something when we talk about, like what Tua was, like, you know who they're talking to.
Yeah, so,
like,
you're around everybody, yeah.
Yeah, you see, who was it? Tony Sperano at the time. You see Jeff Ireland in the cafeteria. You know that I knew Joel just talked to them about me. So it's like, hey, how you doing? We good? Yeah, you know, just trying to get my money. You feel me? Okay, I'm gonna cut your ass. Well, do it then. Okay. Okay.
You mean now?
Like, the Turk. I told you the Turk came and got me.
Yeah.
And I knew the Turk. Like, me and him had conversations for years when I was on the team. Like, damn, man, that's a crazy job. Yeah, you know, I've been doing it for 13 years. You know, I really get to like the guys. There's great people, but it's my job. And it was a day when he walked in the cafeteria. I was sitting with Carlos Dansby and somebody else. When he walked in, he was like, hey, crowd. I was like, well, I was like, what's up, bro? He's like, yeah, you know, Jeff Ireland wants to see you. For what? Just, can you please come with me? Oh, it's my turn.
Right.
Damn, it's my turn.
Damn. Bring the playbook. Bring the playbook.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, get the playbook. Yeah. Oh, man. It's my turn. Yeah. It was crazy.
Oh, I cannot wait to do that to Solana and Jimmy one day.
I'll sign up. When it's Solana's turn, please don't let me be out of the building.
Solana, can Hawk see you, please, with your headphones? My headphones.
Get your stuff. Don't leave nothing in here. Don't leave nothing. Get your stuff. Hawk's in the meeting room.
Bring your albuterol and bring everything you bring. Your floss. Bring all the
protein powder.
All the stuff. You have your pickleball paddle.
Need it all.
He comes in, he's at work, he's got 6 pieces of luggage.
Damn whey protein.
Right. Hawk, if you were fired, the only thing in your locker is that miserable LL Bean sweatshirt you're constantly bringing.
That would be great.
Actually, locker just leave
14,
it there.
Man.
Just leave it there. Leave it there because Gail will use it.
Hey, Hawk. Hey, Hawk. Corporate wants to meet with you, Hawk. Oh, okay. About what? Just bring your LL Bean quarter zip.
Bring the LL Bean.
Bring the quarter zip. y'all laughing, the man is
nah, that's the way it happens in sports. It should happen in all places of work,
all
like
places
that.
Like that. Yep. I remember where I was.
It's coming for everybody wherever you work at some point.
Yeah. In Davie, I could walk to the cafeteria and I knew where I was sitting when he walked up. I was like, hey, let me talk to you. Oh, what's up, big dog? oh, I'm
and then it
fired.
Hit you, yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm getting fired.
That happened to me once. I was a music DJ at WOVV in West Palm Beach. And they said the program director, his name was Todd Schnitt, MJ Kelly. And the program and the general manager was Steve Lappa. I just passed away. But they call me into a meeting. This is how dumb I was. They call me into a meeting. I'm the night DJ. They go, so I would start at 7 p.m. And they go, you know, like MJ calls me and he's like, hey, can you come in at 5? Eh, sure, no problem. I you know, I was probably 24 years old. Sure, 5 o'clock, no problem. And I walk into a conference room and it's MJ Kelly and the general manager of the station, Steve Lappa. And they sit down, they take out all these papers and they go, you see the ratings here before you took over. Now, here's a problem with, you know, men 18-34. We seem to be losing share there, whatever. And I'm sitting there, swear to God, 5 minutes into this, it hit me. I'm being fired. Like, they're laying out why everything stinks all of a sudden. Like, I'm sitting in here being fired. But they, like, it, but it didn't strike me until I was, like, 5 minutes in. And I literally stopped them and I go, am I being fired? And they must have thought I was the biggest idiot on the planet. Like, how could you not realize you're being fired? We called you in early. The general manager's sitting here in a suit. Of course you're being fired, jackass.
It's funny. <Yeah. laughs> You got that cool.
It is what it is, baby. It's cool. You know what I'm saying?
All right. All right. All right.
Every loss is a win. Every, you know.
All right, we got to wrap things up because Game Day Uncensored has to start. So anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Inter Miami plays tomorrow, by the way, FC Cincinnati. Marlins open up a series against the Cubs. Inter Miami and FC Cincy's at 7:30. Listen to that game right here on 560 WQAM. Phil Shane and TR will be on the call. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy today, hot and humid. That is your weather.
All right, everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes.
Y'all are firing me?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.